Soundbites, no publicity stunts, this is the space where musicians have the time to be themselves and express their deepest longings, secrets and regrets. The new season opens with Gustavo Dudamel, the world's youngest and most exciting music director, telling me about the meaningful relationships in his life and what he tries to achieve with an orchestra. This is his first full-length broadcast interview, and you can hear it Monday night after the proms at 9:45. Here on BBC Radio 3.
Here on BBC Radio 3 now, the time is just after 1 o'clock. Time for a summary of the lunchtime news, read by John Shea.
The security company G4S has apologised for failing to recruit enough staff for the London Olympics and has said it will make a loss of up to £50 million on its contract. The company said it only realised the scale of the staffing problem 8 or 9 days ago. It's also promised to meet the cost of deploying more than 3,000 troops who will make up the shortfall. United Nations observers are hoping to enter the Syrian village of Tremsa to investigate the killing of scores of people on Thursday. The Syrian government says it mounted a special operation against armed rebels in Tremsa after a tip-off from local people. Opposition activists describe it as a massacre. A well-known Afghan politician and more than 20 other people have been killed by a suicide bomber in the northern province of Samangani. Ahmad Khan Samangani was killed by an attacker posing as a guest at a wedding party for his daughter. The Taliban say they did not carry out the attack. The government is expected to announce that the whole of the Midland Mainline rail route is to be electrified. Electric trains are cheaper per passenger mile and more reliable and environmentally friendly. It's not clear whether the work will be funded through higher fares or by the taxpayer. Speed limits on many rural roads in England could be cut from 60 to 40 miles an hour under government proposals. English councils will also be given more freedom to introduce 20 mile an hour speed limits, as well as to use variable speed limits outside schools. Scottish dairy farmers say they're preparing to stage a 48-hour blockade targeting tankers carrying milk in protest against cuts to the price they receive for their products. The group Farmers for Action wants milk processors to abandon a planned 2 pence per litre drop in their payments. And the weather. Heavy showers and rain in the south will clear slowly, perhaps lingering over the southeast until this evening. Elsewhere, there'll be sunny intervals and scattered showers. The news and weather on BBC Radio 3 at almost 3 minutes past one.
And it was read by John Shea. In an hour from now, Evelyn Glennie will be selecting more music by composers who not only influenced her as a solo percussionist, but also pushed the boundaries of percussion playing. Her musical selections include Haydn, Vivaldi, Mio and Kodály. Saturday Classics is at 2 today. But now, Lucy Skeeping brings you today's early music show.
Correte, 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 correte Monteverdi's madrigal Su 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 Pastorelli Vezzosi, performed by La Veneziana, directed by Claudio Cavina. A highlight from the concert they gave in June at the 2012 Gregynog Festival in West Wales. Well, in a few minutes we're going to be hearing about the festival and its long and proud tradition from the artistic director Rhian Davis. But first, more from La Veneziana and another Monteverdi madrigal. It does seem, doesn't it, that Italian songwriters of the early 1700s had just one thing on their mind, that is love. And, of course, a madrigal where the lyrics are shared between an ensemble of voices could portray just about every aspect, from lost love or hopeless yearning to fulfilment itself. This is how they opened their concert. Oime il bel viso, alas the beautiful face, alas the sweet look.
Vi ho visto di voi sorridere.
applause there. The music rooms at Gregynog Hall in Wales for the singers of love Annexiana and their director Claudio Cavina. It was the opening madrigal from their All Monteverdi programme, given at the Gregynog Festival, an annual event with a rich and distinguished history over some 8 decades, as the artistic director Rhian Davis explains.
Well, Gregynog Festival is the oldest classical music festival in Wales. It was founded in 1933, and it's run in 3 main sequences. The founders of the festival were Gwendolyn and Margaret Davis, the granddaughters of David Davis, the great industrialist, and of course they were his heiresses. And they used their wealth for philanthropy and to make Gregynog Hall, of which they were the last private owners, the centre of their vision for arts and crafts and music in Wales. Gregynog Hall stands 5 miles from Newtown in the old Montgomeryshire, now North Powys, and it's in 750 acres of gardens and parkland, farmland. It's a magnificent building, an iconic building in Wales, completely recognisable. Its facade is black and white. It's concrete, we believe, but it mimics the vernacular architecture locally, the black and white half timbering of many Tudor properties. And it's a very large space. It's big enough for us to all stay on site. It was left by the sisters in trust as a conference centre of the University of Wales. So that's very handy for us when we're bringing artists, particularly as we have some quite large ensembles from abroad this year. The showpiece, though, of the hall for us is the music room. It was a billiard room before the sisters came here, but of course they had no time for that. And they had it converted under the advice of Walford Davis, whom they appointed Gregynog Professor for Music in Aberystwyth in 1919, and who was the first director of the festival when it was founded in 1933. He installed an organ, a platform for a choir, because there was a choir of estate workers here, which actually sustained the backbone of the festivals during the 1930s. And they also damped the walls with hessian, and so the acoustic in the music room is absolutely excellent. And I try to program now as then for early music, chamber music and choral music, which are the 3 great strengths of the programming and have been ever since the beginning.
Thank you.
sopranos Monica Piccinini and Francesca Cassinari sang that madrigal O Come Sei Gentile from Monteverdi's seventh book from the year 1619. It was part of the concert given at the 2012 Gregonog Festival by the Venice-based ensemble La Veneziana. And Venice was the theme for the 2012 festival. It was an idea that came to the artistic director, Rhianne Davis, when she realised that it was exactly 100 years since the two founders of the festival, Gwendolyn and Margaret Davis, bought their first impressionist paintings of the city back in 1912. They were the granddaughters of a self-made man who'd made a fortune from the coal industry. And from 1908 onwards, they began to amass what's become one of the greatest British art collections of the 20th century. Paintings of Venice were a particular love of theirs, following their own travels to the city. And works by Whistler and Monet all adorned the walls of Gregonog Hall until they were bequeathed to the National Museum of Wales in Cardiff in 1960. So with those paintings in mind and some of the wonderful views the sisters loved to recall, the music of Venice seemed a perfect theme for this 100th anniversary festival. And with pieces by Gabrielli, Merulo, Vivaldi, Galuppi, Paganini and even John Cage's Sounds of Venice on the menu, the audience in this peaceful corner of the Montgomeryshire countryside was, temporarily at least, transported to the sights and sounds of La Serenissima. Well, we've just heard the ladies of La Veneziana. So it's time for the three gents to take centre stage. This is from the eighth book of madrigals, published in 1638, and it's called Gira il nemico insidioso, Turn the Insidious Enemy.
Gira il nemico insidioso, amore insidioso,
gira il nemico insidioso,
amore,
la rocca.
Insidioso amor da rocca,
la rocca
del mio cuore. Su presto
che gli è qui,
su presto che gli è qui fronte lontano.
Non lasciamo accostar,
che egli non saia sulla fiacca muraglia.
Ma facciam fuor una sortita bella, butta la sella.
Armi false, non so che s'avvicina col grosso la corredina. Su presto
che gli qui,
su presto che gli qui poco discosto. Tutti al suo posto. Volte gli occhi attaccar il baluardo con impeto.
Su presto che gli è qui senza un fallo.
Tutti a cavallo.
nel cor padron s'è fatto. Ad un tratto, ad un tratto, nel cor padron s'è fatto. A gambe, a gambe, a gambe, a gambe, a gambe,
a gambe saldo chi si può salvare,
a gambe saldo chi si può salvare,
all'andare.
Enemy from Monteverdi's Eighth Book of Madrigals, performed there by alto Claudio Cavina, tenor Raffaele Giordani, and the bass Salvo Vitale, all members of La Veneziana. And a highlight from the concert they gave at Gregonog Hall in Powys in June. The ensemble was founded by its director, Claudio Cavina, and it's considered to be one of the most significant madrigal groups in the world. They're a versatile bunch as well, performing anything from intimate six-piece madrigal recitals like this to full-scale operas like Monteverdi's Coronation of Poppea, which they gave in Paris, Regensburg and Milan just a few years ago. But whatever they turn their hand to, there's always an element of theatricality. So don't be surprised to hear the men singing as an offstage chorus of angels at the beginning of this next piece, The Lament of the Nymph. Has some very off-the-wall harmonies as well, almost like it could have been written in 1938, never mind 1638.
Thank you.
ciglio più sereno colei che mio non è già non rinchiude in sé il mio amor si
Monteverdi's Lamento della Ninfa from his eighth book of madrigals, performed there by the ensemble La Veneziana at Gregynog Hall in Wales. You're listening to the Early Music Show with me, Lucy Skeeping. And we're staying with Monteverdi's eighth book of madrigals for this next piece. This is his largest collection. It contains works written over a 30-year period, divided into sections representing love and war. The love poetry is full of melancholy, and it describes the unhappiness of being in love, tales of unfaithfulness and ungrateful lovers who feel no shame. You can hear the desolation right from the outset in this next song, which has a devastated lover asking the simple question, "Why do you run away, fair Phyllis?"
Perché te fuggio,
perché
mi fuggio,
perché
mi fuggio,
perché te fuggi,
perché te fuggi,
perché te
fuggi,
te fuggi, te fuggi,
te fuggi.
Ohimè,
figli, ascoltami e quei begli occhi.
Ascoltami, ascoltami,
figli, ascoltami.
E quei begli occhi,
ascoltami, ascoltami, figli, ascoltami. E quei begli occhi.
Già bevo, non sono io,
non sono
stocchi a nor si veggon piovere.
Anfesne mie cadide lagrime, che da questo chiognoro si veggon piovere.
Ogni più triste
fugaci arrestano,
non voci,
non voci,
oh prego,
non voci,
non voci, non prego,
voci, prego. I pie fugaci arrestano.
Phyllis again, driving yet another lover mad in a madrigal from Monteverdi's eighth book. It was performed there by Ensemble La Veneziana, part of the 2012 Gregynog Festival in Wales. When Monteverdi first arrived in Venice in 1612 to start his new job as maestro di cappella at St Mark's, well, you can imagine he had his hands full reorganising the chapel musicians and the choir and everything. So it took him another few years to finish his seventh book of madrigals that he'd already begun in Mantua some years earlier. This anthology, though, was to reveal some really new and innovative ways of composing madrigals, particularly in the concerted style with two equal voices and bass continuo. And he subtitled the collection Concerto. But like the collections we heard earlier, this volume also contains some very plaintive, melancholic songs, like this Romanesca, Alas, Where Is My Love? And it's followed by Misero al cielo dal caro albergo fore, Wretched al cielo, Now You Must Away.
Dove il mio cuore? lascio questi poggi.
Applause there for Claudio Cavina directing La Veneziana in the madrigal Misero al cielo dal caro albergo fuori. And before that we heard Oime dove il mio ben. Highlights from the concert they gave at the 2012 Gwregynog Festival in Powys. Well, we've got more from Wales tomorrow when Catherine Bott looks at a manuscript of medieval harp music, so I hope you'll join us then.
And that's at the usual time, just after the 1 o'clock news. Today's music, early music show was presented by Lucy Skeeping, and it was produced in Salford by Les Pratt. Well, at 2 o'clock, there's a chance to hear last Monday's lunchtime concert given by the Pavel Haas Quartet at Wigmore Hall, music by Janáček and Smetana at two. Before that, though, there's just time for another of those Monteverdi madrigals from the Gregonok Festival. In their concert we've just been hearing, this is from Book 6. It's called Zefiro Torna. Zefiro Torna from Monteverdi's sixth book of madrigals, sung there by the vocal ensemble La Veneziana at the Gregonok Festival in their concert in June. Well, in an hour from now, Evelyn Glennie introduces the second of two programmes in which she chooses music that has meant a great deal to her over the years as she's developed as a percussionist. And the programme today includes pieces by composers who've also pushed the boundaries for percussion playing. You can hear how at 3 o'clock in Saturday Classics. Ella Fitzgerald, Lester Young and Teddy Wilson are among the jazz musicians requested in this week's Jazz Record Requests at 5, and then performances by one of the members of Radio 3's current New Generation Artist Scheme acts as a prelude to tonight's visit to the Royal Albert Hall and our prom. Nicholas Altstedt plays cello pieces by Ravel and Schumann. You can hear him playing Schumann's cello concerto with the BBC Philharmonic. That's all at 6 o'clock this evening here on BBC Radio 3.
London, appropriately enough, is one of the themes of the 2012 BBC Proms. And midway through our first full week of the season, our first late-night prom features music by one of the city's most famous adopted sons. George Frederick Handel's 3 Water Music Suites and Fireworks Music get the big period instrument band treatment from Hervé Niquet and Le Concert Spirituel. Up to 80 musicians joining together to evoke resplendent royal occasions on the River Thames and in Green Park. Some of London's favourite classical works come alive in Wednesday night's late-night visit to the BBC Proms, starting at 10:15.
Well, we'll be there at the Royal Albert Hall tonight for a semi-staged performance of one of the great musicals of the 20th century. The idea of creating a musical out of his play Pygmalion enraged George Bernard Shaw, but it happened in the end, and from that day in the 50s to this, it proves to be a smash hit whenever it's revived. And that's precisely what will happen tonight. Anthony Andrews plays one Professor Henry Higgins, and Annalene Beechey is Eliza Doolittle, with her father getting to the church on time, played and sung by Alan Armstrong. James Fleet, Sean Phillips and Jenny Galloway, Julia Ovenden are all in costume as members of the cast, with John Wilson conducting his own orchestra, making the first of two no doubt dazzling appearances at this year's BBC Proms. Live tonight at 7 o'clock here on BBC Radio 3. But now we have another chance to hear a concert given live on Radio 3 at London's Wigmore Hall last Monday lunchtime. It's presented by Fiona Talkington.
Just a few years ago, the Pavel Haas Quartet was in Radio 3's New Generation Artist Scheme. Today, they have an international reputation which earns them the highest respect for their passionate playing. The world's most exciting quartet, one of the most polished quartets in the world. Quartet playing of the highest order, just a selection of the praise heaped upon their concerts and their recordings. And this concert here today is an important one for them, as they've just welcomed a new second violinist, Marek Zwiebel from Slovakia, who's just taken over from Eva Karova. And this is one of their first concerts in this new lineup. They're going to play two very personal works, Janáček String Quartet No. 2, called Intimate Letters, and then Smetana's Quartet No. 1, entitled From My Life, written against the emotional trauma of encroaching deafness. Janáček wrote his second quartet towards the end of his life in a frantic burst of creativity. His inspiration was a young woman, nearly 40 years his junior, called Kamila Stoslova. They'd met on holiday, and Janáček wrote to her almost daily for the rest of his life, some 700 letters in all, even though she gave him very little encouragement or understanding. He wanted this second quartet to be his declaration of love for her. Our life is going to be in it, he wrote. How many treasured experiences we've had together. Like little flames, these will light up my soul and become the most beautiful melodies. And each of the 4 movements represents a different aspect of his feelings, his first impressions of her, the place where they met and how the earth trembled beneath his feet, fantasizing about her giving birth to their son, and a final movement of heartfelt longing. And applause now for the members of the Pavel Haas Quartet, the violinist Veronika Jaroslukova and Marek Kubel, the viola player Pavel Nickel, and the cellist Peter Jaroszek, who begin their concert today with Janáček's quartet, Intimate Letters.